The Man I Married by Elena Wilkes and read by Colin Prendergast for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Blood has a smell. I look around me. I'm sitting on a bench. It comes again. It's visceral, like meat. I gaze down at my hands. I don't recognise them. They lie upturned and curled in my scarlet-stained lap. Every crease is dark with what looks like rust. My palms open like flowers, and I feel the skin stretch and tighten. A cold breeze skims the wet patches on my dress. The wool sticks unpleasantly to my skin, and a chill slides down my spine. I close my eyes. Behind the lids, the dying winter sunlight zigzags in orange and purple flashes. Somewhere beyond the bushes, I can hear the girls giggling. I squint. I can't see them now, but I know they're there. "You can't hide in here forever, you know." There's a woman's voice. She's getting closer. "I think it's time we should be going, though, don't you? Come on." I squint. The viburnum bush trembles. Its propeller-headed flowers nod and bounce in bright pink bells against the thicket of black. I imagine her reaction as she walks past. She'll see the state of me, and I'll see her face, the shock at my matted hair and dishevelled clothes. She doesn't know who I am, and I wouldn't want to scare her. "You don't know me," I'll say. She'll look at me, wary and unsure. "But can I tell you what happened? I think you'll understand when I explain." I'll hold out my hands and she'll see the state of them. I know my story is also her story. I've done this for her, for the children, for all of us. I turn my face into the last rays of the sunlight and let it seep under my skin. That's why he's dead. Chapter 1. Some men have a darkness in them. But this wasn't a man, this was a boy. I walked into the sparse grey office at HMP Ravensmoor one blustery afternoon in April. I hadn't been back to Yorkshire now for over a year. "It's the weather," I always joked. "It puts me off." That was true, partly. A sudden gust of wind against the barred window sent weird, flickering stripes of light across the table where he was sitting. There was an odd, sickly smell in the room, like cheap plastic. He might look like a boy, but his presence filled the whole room. "Ah, we meet again. Lucy, isn't it? I'm sure you remember me. I'm Simon." He got up and held out his hand. The familiarity jarred. I was acutely aware of the dry yet sticky coolness of his palm against my own. "I'm sorry Mr. Cartwright couldn't be here," I replied stiffly. "He sends his apologies." I pulled away from the handshake, gesturing for him to sit, which he did, shoving his hands under his thighs and leaning forward the way small children do. "No problem." He twitched a shrug and smiled. "I'd much prefer you as my probation officer. I asked for you specifically. Did your boss mention it?" I ignored the question. Dropping my briefcase onto the desk, I heaved out a file and laptop and flipped open the lid. I could tell his eyes were raking over my every move, but when I looked up, he was staring intently at the edge of the desk, tapping his foot against the leg and making it judder. I busied myself, pretending to study the screen as it loaded, but my eyes kept being drawn to this small, tight figure. His incongruity struck me yet again, the pale, freckled complexion with a hint of outdoor ruddy tinge, the longish, pretty boy dark hair, his slim build, like some posh sixth former, but the blue eyes had a deadness behind them that betrayed what he'd done. He looked away suddenly. "Oh, the door's closed. Does that bother you?" He went to get up with a false show of politeness. I knew precisely what he was doing. He was hinting at how dangerous he was. If this was some kind of test, then I wasn't going to fail it. "It's okay, Simon. If it doesn't bother you, then it doesn't bother me." I looked down at my files as though I were searching for something, aware that his face had dropped. "This is just a quick chat about your release tomorrow. Nothing too scary. I don't bite," I added. I was pleased to see he wasn't smiling now. He sat down again. He looked a bit sulky. "So you have your train ticket from York to..."